Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95 BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back to The Wire. And yes, Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson is back for our regular chat today. I asked Shane about his thoughts on the light rail announcement, as well as his calls for an update on improvements to Northwest buses. We also talked about using Twitter and Shane discovering USB power ports on buses. So here is that interview. Happy Friday. Thanks for chatting to us again this week.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. My favourite radio station, of course.
You know, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, I saw your tweets the other day. I only just got around to looking at it. I just joined Twitter, so thanks for all that.
Oh, you poor thing. Don't join Twitter.
I know. I'm a 21-year-old that's just joined Twitter.
I'd advise against it.
Yeah, but look, yeah. I just wanted to talk to you today about the light rail and then also the letter you've written to AET about the Northwestern bus project.
Sounds great. Sounds fantastic.
Great. Well, I mean, first of all, I'll just start with, so we were just talking about me joining Twitter, and I was checking out some of your posts, and I saw you recently discovered USB power ports on buses. So can you tell us, when was the last time you took the bus?
Man, I assume they've been there for quite a while, but I'm like a zombie in the morning. I usually haven't had my coffee before I get on the bus. So, yeah, I take the bus maybe two or three times a week into work. I sort of mix it up depending on my kind of transport needs. But usually I'm sort of on my laptop working on the bus. But, yeah, goodness, I don't know how long they've been there. It's actually a bit embarrassing when you think about it.
Right, well, I looked it up and they've been there, they've started implementing them since 2016, but I think since 2021 they're working on getting them in all buses. I have to admit, I only noticed when I became a full-time student using my laptop all day, so I'll let you off on that one.
That shows how observant I am in the mornings, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, speaking of public transport, there's been a lot of discussion about the government's proposal to pursue the partially tunnelled light rail. So what are your thoughts on this plan?
Yeah, it's a transformative project. It's a legacy project for our city, and I think it's absolutely necessary, both to kind of fix the transport crisis that's happening when you've got a situation on the isthmus where full buses are driving past people, and it's a really horrible situation for a lot of people trying to actually get public transport there, despite some of the really good access that they have. But also, it helps the housing crisis too, because we're building a lot of homes in places like Wesley and Mount Roskill, and they're going to need rapid transit. They're going to need really good connections to the city and elsewhere. So it's actually a necessary project. I think just one thing I'd add as well is that it's a shame that we've had to wait 50 years to get here for this kind of thing. Mayor Robbie had the right idea all back in the days in terms of public transport's importance through Auckland City, and it took a long time to get here, and a lot of wrangling and a lot of worrying about things, and actually we should put this first and we should actually get it done. So I'm really pumped about it. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and I think people are definitely eager to have more transport options, but there's been some MPs from multiple parties that have sort of criticised the high cost of the project and suggested that maybe going below ground isn't the best idea, and that maybe above ground rail would better suit the needs that the project's intending to resolve. So do you think that this proposal was the best way to go?
Yeah, I think that when you look at it, that it is the best way to go. But obviously there's a lot of different views on that, and from people that are actually supporters of the project as well as people that are opponents. When you look at things like cost, it's actually necessary. It goes back to what I was saying before. The one way to fix this problem is to invent a time machine and go back to when we needed to do this 20, 30 years ago. So obviously it's going to cost a lot. It'll cost a hell of a lot more if we've got to do it later. So we've just got to get started. So I do ultimately think that it is the best way to go.
And then another issue that perhaps hasn't been as discussed as much is improvements to the buses in the Northwest. That's meant to be completed late this year. So you've actually written a letter to the CEO of Auckland Transport asking for an update on this project. So can you tell us a bit about that project and the concerns that you've raised in your letter?
Yeah, definitely a hot topic for me and for kind of Northwest Auckland, so I'll try and be as brief as I can. I'm not sure how long I've got. But yeah, people in the Northwest live in transport poverty, right? We're talking about 100,000 Aucklanders. where it doesn't matter how much you've got on your bank account or what your life circumstances are, you are doomed to stay in traffic and stay away from your family and the things that make life worth living longer than anyone else, perhaps in New Zealand. They get home earlier and they sort of leave home earlier and get home later than any community. And that, there's also health and well-being issues. There's also climate change issues to all of that. And again, it's another problem that we should have fixed a long time ago. I've been frustrated with the progress a little bit because we did a sod turning about 6 months ago for our interim busway along the northwest. So essentially using the shoulder lanes of the motorway to get down there and have some form of rapid transit for places like Massey and Te Aritu. And eventually linking into places like Kumeu as well. We did that salt turning 6 months ago, and the community aren't seeing what's actually happening on the ground since then. And so I've asked Auckland Transport for a please explain. I eagerly await their response. I haven't received it formally yet. So maybe we can talk about that again in another fortnight, because it's something that a large part of Aucklanders really, really care about, and it's something that I've been pushing for a long time.
Definitely, we can get an update on that in a few weeks. Has the progress been so stagnant because of factors like COVID-19, or do you believe that there's other issues going on that's causing its delay?
Yeah, COVID-19 is definitely a factor, I'm sure of it. So I haven't been advised on what the factors are yet. But I'd say that we went into lockdown in August, which is almost immediately after the field turning. That has to have had some impact. But nevertheless, I think we should be seeing things on the ground. We should be seeing shovels being overturned and hi-vis and hard hats at the moment. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine until I get more further advice, but I'm seeking that advice now.
What would your calls be for Auckland Transport, their first points of action to address this issue happening with North West buses?
Oh, look, I'd say that we've got to get on with it. And furthermore, I'd say looking into the future, we also have to put rapid transit lines in to feed into this interim busway so that actually it's connecting through to the heartlands of Massey and Te Aritu and everything. We're solving this a problem where I can get out of my door and I don't need to overly plan my journey and wait half an hour here and half an hour there. I can rely on the buses to get me there quickly and reliably, and that's basically our first principle approach. And a part of that obviously is just getting started and getting this busway in.
Yeah, just to wrap up, is there anything else you've been working on this week that we haven't already talked about? I know there's been a bit of drama going on with the elections and different mayors, but we'll ignore that maybe. It might be a bit premature to talk about. But is there anything else that you've been focusing on this week?
We've sort of gotten back more into formal meetings this week. So I would say it's the calm before the storm, because we've been discussing our kind of annual budget, which is soon to go out to consultation in late February. And I'll probably talk in more detail about that next time, because there's a lot to that. And a lot of exciting stuff, but also some choices to be made for communities. Essentially, we're offering people, look, we're going to improve your service levels in terms of climate change and those kind of things, but there will be a cost to that. So I'll talk about it in more detail in a fortnight when we're kind of finalising those details. But that's what we're talking about at the moment. So it'll be a big year for
all of us. Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.